I want to first of all thank the Holy Spirit for being here. And I know he's still here. He hasn't left because we're not out of service yet. Hallelujah. We come here to worship him. We come here to give him praise. Praise the Lord. And I just want to thank God for this service. I tell you, it's blessing me, blessing me, blessing me. Praise the Lord. And God is doing something for us. I know he is. And I just want to thank him for what he's doing. Praise God. Stay encouraged. Be encouraged and stay encouraged. In Jesus' name, we're going to bring Brother Al.
Praise the Lord, saints. First and foremost, I want the Lord to know that I'm not running from him anymore. I ask for this. But should you think about it, I'm out there encouraging so many people all the time. And one of the things that I've always said that we have to make one another accountable. And I believe by doing that, you know, we can help one another. But I say, Lord, I want to make me accountable. So a couple of Sundays not long ago, I asked Pastor to let me, you know, think about it, pray about it. I said, I want to come forth every month, not just once every fifth Sunday, because that's not enough Sundays. I believe that if you're going to do anything, you have to be doing something. You know, if you're going to be doing what you desire to do, you have to be in it and not halfway in it. When I'm out there working, I'm in it, you know. Nobody has to teach me anymore about how to wire things up and how to build this. But I say, Lord, you know, because I've studied those things, I've done this, that, and the other, had the experience, hands-on. I say, but this here, Lord, I get hands-on out there. I say, but going in and coming out before your people, I have not had enough experience. So I want to hold myself accountable. I said, this is something that I asked for. And I said, would you pray about it? She said, yeah, I pray about it. But something inside of me told me this morning, said, grab your little notes, the things that you've been studying. I got over here about 8 something this morning to clean up the church. But something, the word came to me. The same word the pastor used this morning. You got to be instant in and out of season. I say, Lord, I did a little studying about what you put in my heart. We had a minister here not long ago last year, and he was ministering on some things. And it was about salvation, about God never leaving us nor forsaking us. But after the sermon, after we left here, before we left here, I saw the excitement and the joy in the people. But I saw something also that the Lord, the Holy Ghost, I believe, told me to address. And it was about grace. And the Spirit of the Lord told me that he has given us grace. It's a gift. But what I saw, it wasn't pleasing. And he told me, I have not given you all the grace. It is not given to be a license to sin. You know, we take grace so lightly now. You know, we know God is going to cover us. God is merciful. He's gracious. And he said, I am all of that. He said, but what you saw the truth. Because God's grace is so sufficient, that don't give us the right to go out and step on God's grace. That don't give us the right to go out there and just throw it in his face and say, I know you're going to forgive me. That don't give us that right. It just don't give us the right. We have some good word here, and we need the good word, but I believe God is going to use me to speak the hard things, because I'll say I'm like a Peter. I'm quick and fast to the gun. I step up there quick. Sometimes not having the ammunition, you know. But I believe God wants us to know that we have to live a righteous life. We have to live a holy life. His grace is sufficient. It covers so much. If we can truly tap into grace, we will realize and we will walk softly and begin to realize that God is so gracious that I'm going to think about. Sometimes we do things that we don't think about. We just go and do it first. We react before we get into it. And I don't want to put a damper on the Spirit. The Spirit is great in here right now. It is great in here right now. You know, God is in this place because we brought him. If we leave here, God ain't going to be in there. It's just an empty building. God is in us. So you all bear with me this morning to try to encourage you. And I wish some of the other ones were here. I'll be plain. I wish my children were here, was here. Because they need to hear that grace, God has given us grace to be saved and a lot of other things, but it wasn't given to us for us to just throw it in his face, to do what we want to do. Say the things that we want to say, that we feel like saying. That ain't grace. That's disobedient. And that's telling God that, you know, I don't care. I know you're going to be there. And I know one day that God is going to crack that sky, and it's going to be a great day, but it's going to be a horrible day. It's going to be the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know? But God loved us so that I believe he put up with our ignorance, the things that we don't know. And I believe when Jesus comes back, the things that he's going to teach us that I know we're going to need. But you all bear with me this morning. I'm going to be reading out the book of Ephesians chapter 2. And I just want to try to encourage you. Thank God for this opportunity. And God has been blessing me so. Yesterday or Friday, I left the house and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, I was in such a praise in the house, going down the highway, in the building. And I said, Lord, you give me somebody to encourage today, or send me to somebody to encourage me. You know, I ain't always got to be the one that's talking, the one that's giving it. But, you know, Lord, I want you to remember me, too. You know, remember me, too. You know that I'm carrying some things inside of me that I'm looking for. So you be a blessing to me and let me be a blessing most of all to somebody. So I got to this guy's house. He's from Potosia, Missouri. And I don't know how, I don't know what he said that got us talking about the Lord. But I was there for over an hour talking about the Lord. And this man just got so teary-eyed, and he shared some things with me and things that I've gone through that I was able to encourage him. But I didn't mind the time, and I know that I'm at work and I'm supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing for my job, and I did that. But as I tried to get out the door, I just couldn't get out the door, and the Lord spoke to me and say, ain't too many people going to hazard their life for the gospel's sake. You know, we hear that, you know, the apostles, these disciples, they hazard their life for the gospel's sake. They put their life in jeopardy. It ain't too many of us putting our lives in jeopardy. I thought about the Ferguson thing. And I thank God for the men and women of God that go down there and stand with those people. Because, you know, it's easy for me to get up and testify in front of you all. It's easy for me to get up and testify in front of my brothers and sisters. But to go out there to some strangers, we had this shower yesterday. God gave me another opportunity to share a word with this young man. I asked him, was he born again? He didn't know really what I was talking about, but he knew the definition. And the Lord said, you know, ain't too many of us ready, willing to go to strange lands and speak the gospel for his sake. You know, it's time for us to get out of our comfort zones. You know, the church is good. I come here to church to get filled up, and what I get preached to, what gets delivered to me, I take it and deliver to other people. I sure do. You know, I take it out there to the job, to whomever gonna listen, I take it to them. So it's time for us to get out of our comfort zones and do what God, try to get an ear for what God wants us to hear. You know, we got to hear God for ourselves. You know, it's good for the ministers, it's good for all the apostles and all the help that God, but God, I really want you to speak to me. I want to hear you. I want you to minister to me. I want to know your voice and do what you want me to do. So let's start in the word here in Ephesians 2. I had some notes, and they're probably all over the place. But I do thank God for this opportunity. Most gracious God, Heavenly Father, I thank you. Give you honor first, God. Give you praise and give you all the glory, Lord. Because, God, without you, Lord, nothing is possible, Lord. Can't nothing go on, Lord, without you. So I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to stand before your people once again. I even thank you, Lord, for giving me this word, God. Give me this Bible, Lord, to handle your word, Lord. Handle you, because this word is you, Lord. And I pray, God, that you would use me this morning, Lord, to encourage your people, Lord. Oh, God, that we will, God, be mindful, Lord, of grace, God. That it is sufficient, Lord. It is enough for us, Lord, and for what we need. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. As I was talking a little while ago about the baby shower yesterday, and I had a chance to minister to a lot of young people, you know. And, you know, I had some good feedback. So I thank God for the opportunity to speak to young people. I enjoy people say you run your mouth, but, you know, call it what you want to call it. You know, but, you know, my conversation has changed, you know. It's all about Jesus, all about what Jesus can do, not God. My God has a name. Ministered to some people the other day, and, you know, God can be anything. It can be anybody. You know, my God has a name. His name is Jesus. And we ought not to be afraid to use the name of Jesus, because he is our God. He is our God. So let's go to the word. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as others. You know, we was, when we were out there in the world, listening to the testimonies of Brother Donald, this ain't the only place that we need to give our testimonies. Yes, we love you. We were all dead in trespasses and sin. All of us. But we need to hear it too. But you know, the people that need to hear it the most, the people that he brought us out of from, the people that he delivered us from, those are people that need to hear our testimonies. He quickened us from the sins and the trespasses that we were walking in. God came to us and spoke to us. Either we say yay or nay. From what I'm looking at, most of everybody here say yay, because I hear the testimonies that the people are saying that God has been good to them. He loved me. He gave me this, that, and the other. And it is God. God has quickened us from our trespasses and sins. You know, in the time past that we walked in lust with that old conversation. Like I said, people say you talk a lot. I do, but when I'm talking, it's not that I'm just running up to people, just running my mouth. They come and bother me. I be minding my own business. But when you come bother me, don't think you're going to get that old conversation, because you're not. And when I'm not speaking with what you want to hear, then you can move on and I'll move on too. I'll shake the dust off of my feet and move to the next city. So that old conversation, we have to put it past. We have to put it away. We have to get rid of it, because we're not dead in trespasses no more. We're not dead in sins no more. God has quickened us, made us alive. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his grace, for his great love wherewith he had loved us, even when we were dead in sin, he quickened us together with Christ. By the grace ye are saved. And he had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I like that scripture. He has raised us up and made us to sit together in heavenly places. Brother Ronnie, Saints of God, you don't have to wait until your blessings come. You don't have to wait and shout. You can shout right now. If you believe in God like you believe in God, God made us sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus right now. He didn't say, wait till you get to heavenly places. He made me sit right now with him right now. So whatever we want, whatever I need, I can get it. It belongs to me if I'm asking the right way. If I need it, God promised to supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And he's rich in mercy. He's rich in grace. So we don't have to wait until the battle comes. We don't have to wait until the battle's over. We don't have to wait until we receive the blessing. Jesus said, whatever you ask for when you're praying, if you believe right now, you can have those things. You can have what you say if you believe it right now. It belongs to you. So I believe whatever I'm waiting for, I believe that it belongs to me right now. It's mine, but it just haven't come right now. I've already got that thing. I've got it already. And that the ages come, and number seven, and that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith. Through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Not by works, lest any man should boast. See, grace, I had to look up grace because grace and mercy kind of sound like the same thing. But when I looked up grace, even the scripture tells us that he says his grace is sufficient. That means it's enough. My mercy is everlasting. That means it just keep flowing. It keeps flowing. We're saved by grace. And not by works, lest any man boast. See, God gave us this gift, and some of us still trying to work for it. Ain't nothing you can do. Ain't nothing you can say. Ain't nothing. You can't pray long enough. You can't fast long enough because the gifts and callings, they come without repentance. Ain't nothing you can do. But wait until grace come your way. Grace came my way when he came and said, get out of this nightclub. That was grace. Paul said grace was bestowed on him to preach the gospel. Now, some people don't call preaching the gospel grace because preaching the gospel, that's a job. Look at his life. He said that was grace to preach the gospel. He preached in prison all of his life. Some people won't call that grace. Lord, let me do something else. I just said not long ago, Lord, I don't know what pastor preaching. I said, not long. I said, Lord, I don't want to go. I want to stay here in Missouri. You know, because, you know, you don't want to hazard. You know, you like this comfort zone. I like how I feel. You know, I can do this because I'm familiar with this thing. But grace, ain't nothing you can do with grace. You know, I thought about 1 year, me and my wife, you know, we celebrate Christmas with the boys. And this one particular Christmas, we got tired of wrapping gifts. So we put some gifts around the tree, but we had this box. It was about 5.5 feet tall, 3.5 feet wide, 3.5 feet deep. And we said, let's wrap the whole box. And we wrapped the whole box and put it in front of the tree. We got it on videotape. And when they got up, they saw the little box, they opened those, but then they flipped that big box open, and everything that they wanted was in that box. Jesus says, liken that gift unto the grace. Everything that we need, it's in grace. It don't never run out. Everything that they want, everything that you want, saints of God, it's in the grace of God. You know, my daddy used to give us the money. You give your kids money. Whoever come first, they can get it. But with me, with you, it's going to run out. I ain't got no more $20. I just gave my last 20. Jesus ain't never got no last $20. His grace is sufficient. It don't make no difference what you want. A house, a car, whatever you need, God's got it. His grace is sufficient. It's enough. And it's just not those things. If you're sick in your body, I got enough grace for that too. You know, I ain't stopped healing You heard about me healing years ago? My grace is sufficient. I got enough for today too. I got enough to touch your belly. I got enough to touch your knee. I got enough to touch your headache. I got enough to touch your head, Brother Leonard. I got enough grace. And mercy is everlasting. I can keep going to the Father. He gonna always look at me and say, I have pity on you. My grace is sufficient. We can keep going and get grace and mercy. And, you know, some people think that when you fall, not willfully, but when you fall, you don't count yourself worthy of it, of God's gift. I'm talking to a lot of people that they don't think that they're worthy because of what they've done. I say, well, if you're still trying to be saved, get to heaven because of what you've done, I say, man, you have not accepted grace. You have not accepted the gift of God. See, I've found out that it don't make no difference what nobody say now. I was crucified with some words. I mean, I was stepped on. I almost stepped out of this thing, saints, about 3 years ago. I almost turned my back and said, what the heck? What the use? But thank God for the word of God. You know, the preaching, the teaching. But when I began to study, but when I began to dig and found out that God's grace was sufficient, God told me that I am worthy. How many feel that you're worthy for whatever God got? I've been made worthy because God put his hands on me. I've been made worthy. I was grafted in. God got rid of some of the natural branches so he can say, look, come on in here. I got room for you. When I believed, when those that he came to didn't believe, I became a son of God. So if I'm a child of God, that everything that God got, it belongs to me. It's mine already. What the Father has, it belongs to me. Jesus said, look, to this woman, he said, look, I was sent only but to the lost sheep of Israel. It's not me for me to give the bread to the dogs. I can't cast the children's bread to the dog. But the Bible says this woman began to worship God. And when you start to worship God, you start to believe God. And when you start to believe God, you start to be a child of God. So Jesus said, I ain't found this much faith in where I'm supposed to go. I went to the lost sheep. See, this thing wasn't for us at first. We was counted, you know, as Gentiles. It wasn't for us. But I heard in the scriptures where it says that, look, I'm going to have me a dinner. I'm going to call all my friends, tell them to come on. I'm going to make a dinner for them. But the friends, the brethren, they said, well, I'm too busy right now. Some say, look, I just got married, got to tend to my wife. I just got me a mule. I got to go and see about them. But that man got so tired of me, said, you know what, I'm going to go. Look, y'all go to the highways, go to the hedges. Go out there and compel those ones, the lame people, the people like me that I was sitting in the club that wasn't for me. That gift, that grace wasn't for me. He said, go out there and speak to them. Maybe they'll come. And when he came to me, when he came to you, you said, here I am, Lord. Yes, I'll go. Yes, I am. Because I know one thing. Where I'm sitting at right now is not good. I'm tired of what I'm going through right now. I'm tired of seeing the same old thing over and over and over again. I'm tired of seeing my brothers kill one another, Lord. You know, if I stay out here long enough, I'm going to be one of them. Because I had a temper. I'm tired of God. I'm tired of him, Lord. I need a change in my life. And I thank God for coming to get me. See, Jesus left the 99. And he came. He left all of y'all. He left all, every one of y'all. He was concerned about one person. He said, I got to go and see about my child. That boy sitting over there on Natural Bridge and Goodfellow. He left 99. He came and got me out of a nightclub. Over 20-something years ago. And for that, I am so grateful. I didn't do everything right. I didn't do everything right. I didn't say everything right. I wasn't thinking everything right. But as long as I stayed under the word of God, I was getting bits by bits, pieces by pieces, until all of this stuff started to come together. And then Somebody said your speech betrayed you. You don't sound like Al no more. You don't sound like the same dude I used to know. You talking about Jesus? I don't want to hear that. Later with you, brother. I don't want to hear it. See, your speech gonna betray you once God grabbed hold of you. Once you get tired of going through what you're going through. Once you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, your speech, your ways are gonna change. Your way of thinking is gonna change. Lord has been impressing upon me. He said, no offense. He said, you ain't gotta wait for pastor. You ain't gotta wait. I wanna do things, but I wanna do things in order. I wanna do things right. I said, Lord, I don't wanna be no big-headed person. But grace is not a license for us to sin. Paul said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid that we continue in sin. We got to come out of it. Somebody got to tell us sometime, man, you're wrong. You know, somebody had to say, man, you shouldn't have said that. And I don't know what it is about me and my wife, but when certain, we got people that come around us, they get so convicted. And I know it's conviction. Because they begin to say, well, I'm going to stop doing this, and I'm going to stop saying that, and I'm going to stop doing that. I have to be walking on by my business. They say, you know, and I'll tell them, yeah, you do need to stop. You're carrying the king's name. You said you're called by the name of God. So you need your mouth washed out. You need some fuller soap. You need to be clean from the inside out first. You know, there's a song, a little bitty song that I sing, and it says, won't he make you clean inside? That's why we need to be clean at first. You know, I can dress up, look, can't touch Brother Ronnie. I can dress up a little bit. I can dress up a little bit. I can get my waves going. I can shine my shoes. But when that press come, when that trial come, that test come, what's on the inside is going to tell me if I'm clean or not. Jesus said, what comes from the heart defiles a man. And if you're thinking it, it's going to come from the heart. So from the abundance of the heart, the mouth going to speak. And when the mouth speak and it's unclean things, you're unclean. You say, well, we want to know what's unclean. So grace ain't given to us to sin, saints of God. Let us be mindful about the grace of God. It was a gift. God saw fit that we're going to need this gift to make it through. Moses was telling the Israelites, he said, look, God made a covenant with us, not as that covenant he made with our fathers, but God made another covenant with us in those commandments. And we know that we can't keep those commandments. So we had to have this grace. You know, we have to have somebody that's going to say, look, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. As long as we keep on striving, keep on edifying one another, keep on earnestly contending for the faith that was once delivered to me, that you got to be clean. Let us be mindful of grace, that it is not a license to sin. God gave us grace so we can be healed. His grace is sufficient. It's enough for everybody. It's enough to be healed. It's enough for you to be delivered. You know, we talk bad to one another. God got enough grace to change your speech. We think bad on some things, but God got enough grace to change our thoughts. We are his good workmanship, it says down here in verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. If you ain't got no good works, you can't be created in Christ, which he had before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past, a Gentile, that woman that wanted the children's bread in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by which is called circumcision in the flesh by hands. But he ain't talking about that. He ain't talking about getting nothing cut off from our parts. And I often thought about, well, Lord, that was directed to the men. What about the women? You know, so this thing has to be as a whole. So he said, well, you know what? Y'all got to get rid of this stuff out of your heart. Cut back from this filthiness that's in your heart and live right. He says, in that that in times ye were without Christ. We know we was without Christ, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel, the commonwealth. He said he has given us all spiritual blessings. I just heard this morning that joy is a spiritual blessing. We know love is a spiritual blessing. Humbleness is a spiritual blessing. They ain't emotions. They're not emotions. Those are spiritual blessings. God has given us all spiritual blessings. Everything that we need, we just got to get in there, tap into these scriptures, and find out what belongs to us. We know we can say everything belongs to us. But sometimes we have a little doubt and say, well, what belongs to me? Lord, can I ask for this? I'm going to ask for whatever I want to ask for, especially when I need it. Can't nobody tell me that I ain't worthy? Can't nobody tell me that I wasn't good enough, which I already know that, but right now I'm worthy. It belongs to me. What I want, what I need, it belongs to me. We were aliens from the commonwealth the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world. I know one thing, I was without hope. I was without hope. Didn't know I was without hope, just walking around down here, but without hope. No God in my life. No righteousness in my life. No nothing in my life. I was walking around here hopeless. Until one day a man named Jesus whispered in my ear and said, come on out of here. I got a better place for you. I got something different from you to do. You can't dance, no way. Come on out of here. You don't even drink. You ain't even drinking no alcohol. So come on out of here. You know, come on and get drunk on something else. Get drunk on some of this spirit. He said, but now in Christ Jesus, you were sometimes were far off, made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Thank God for Jesus. Having abolished in the flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, contained in ordinances for to make in himself twain one new man, so making peace. That's what we're trying to get going on down here. I'm still praying for the peace. Not just in Ferguson. Turn on the news. Stuff going on everywhere. Everywhere. People moving out here, St. Peter's, think they finna get away from something. I say, you know what? Y'all ain't getting away from nothing. I say, ain't nowhere on this planet. My nephew said, I'm finna move to Arizona. I say, what you running from? I say, whatever you running from, you can't get away from it. I said, everywhere you go, you're going to find some problem. I said, the media just ain't close by me. I said, if you don't know what's going on now, I'll talk to you. I know they out here overdosing on heroin. I know they out here walking in people's houses. I know they out here kicking in their house. I know they out here killing their husbands and their wives. I know that for a fact because it's around my neighborhood. So ain't no need of us running from nothing. I said, what you need, son? I said, you need Jesus in your life. I said, man, you can live right here in the city where I was living at. I was blessed in the city. God didn't allow nobody to come bothering us. The little drug dealers lived next door to us. I got tired of them. I would go out there on the front. I wouldn't peep through the blinds. Maybe I was ignorant. I wouldn't peep through the blinds and call 911. I would go on the front, 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, hey, man, y'all turn that stuff down. I said, I got kids trying to go to sleep, man. They got to go to school in the morning. You know, they wouldn't do it. 911. I said, yeah, it's a gray Monte Carlo, and it got 3, 4, 5. I describe them. And they said, what's wrong with you, OG? I said, ain't nothing wrong with me. I said, y'all want to get this mess away from over here. See, that's what I'm talking about, hazard in your life. Who going to put themselves in jeopardy? Most folk won't say nothing. They just let stuff go on. Well, it ain't bothering me. If I say something, I know they're going to retaliate. You know, what about God's protection? What about the grace of protection? You don't believe God gonna protect you? You know, I ain't trying to be big-headed. I ain't trying to be what I'm not. But if I believe God is gonna protect me, if I'm gonna stand up for right and not tell these guys what they're doing is wrong, then who will? Who will? We're going to keep coming to church, singing, praising God. Get out there in the world. We'll see him. That's a shame. Go over there and tell him it's a shame. Tell him, man, that's a shame. You shouldn't be doing that. You ought not to do that. Who going to tell him? I said, Lord, I'll be the big mouth. I may not, you know, have all the words, but I can tell him it's a shame. I can tell a man you can have Jesus. Don't make no difference where you move. You can live right in the heart of the city and have peace. That spiritual gift, that peace that would surpass all understanding. God would allow the bullets to fly around your house, not through your house, not even over your house. God will protect you. So grace, we got it for salvation, but grace covers protection. Grace covers mercy. Grace covers healing. Grace covers deliverance. Grace covers it all. His grace, saints of God, it is sufficient and it won't ever run out. Don't you ever forget that God's grace won't ever run out. And his mercy is everlasting. You can keep on coming. If you fall, get up. A just man, the Bible says, falleth seven times, but he rise up again. I'm going to keep on rising up. I fall because I'm trying to do something. Sometimes I feel in my house, I feel like, oh, I ain't got nothing to do. Lord, I want to sing. Maybe I ought to go with so-and-so, and maybe they're singing. I want to do something. I look forward for my Tuesdays and Wednesdays down there in that parking lot. We didn't have it last Wednesday, but this one brother came and said, hey, did we quit? He said, man, I thought I missed the rapture. He said, you wasn't there, Pete wasn't there. I said, man, he said, I went in there and I looked at Lamar and I said, well, maybe he ain't right. I said, man, you ain't seen no bodies flying through the sky. The dead in Christ going to ride first. And if you ought to see that. I said, no, we're going to store it up. But I look forward to doing that. I want to hold myself accountable. I want to hold you accountable. You know, I don't want to see my brother, my sister in error and not say nothing. I want to tap you on the shoulder and say, it ain't a license to sin. It's not a license to sin. So, saints of God, I'll leave you with this. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. God bless you. I hope that I bless you this morning. I thank God for this opportunity. And no longer, I told the Lord, no longer, nobody asked me, Pastor, I put my words out there. Lord, I want to do this for you. You know, I want to do this for you. If it's your will, you know, if this is your will, Lord, then I want to be ready. Instant in and out of season. You all be blessed. And remember, grace is not a license to sin.
Praise the Lord. Well, it was said of him that God was going to set him on fire. What was that? Lord going to set him on fire. And God don't just talk. So we can look forward to fire this year. Thank you, brother. Because this is the year. I don't know what's going on in 2015, but this is it. And no, I ain't saying that the Lord come, but I said this is the year. This is a good year for God's people. I just really believe that. I really thank the Lord for what he's done here this morning. I tell you, God is in this place. And so we was back there in the room, and I said, you know, he said he's going to tear the roof off. He was going, angels going to be flying here doing this and that, and the angel here and that. I said, I want him to do what he say. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to let him know I believe him. Amen. I'm going to get crazy and let him know I believe what he say. Amen. Because the Lord has moved in this place this morning. He's still moving. Hallelujah. He's still here. He ain't left. He ain't left because you ain't left. So he's still here. And I just want to thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for my son, and I thank him. I call him my son. I got, you know, so many children. And I thank the Lord for my children. I do. I thank the Lord. And I see people, you know, people come up to me and say this and that. Or I remember Sunday school or this or that. And I didn't take it as serious as I'm taking it now. I take what people, the love the people have given me. I just, I ain't going nowhere. Don't be looking up here. No, Pastor's going to be here. Because the Lord told me he's going to stay in my life. I will be here. But I just want to thank the Lord for that. You know, you need to get thankful. And you know, when people love you, it's really something when people love you. Do you know that? Everybody ain't loved. And everybody don't feel loved. But I've been really feeling a lot of love from you all. I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you. I appreciate one of my sisters over there who says she thinks she, you know, be out of, you know, I don't want to talk too much. I ain't saying who did that, who said that. But I thank God for that, you know. I thank God. We can't never get too big where nobody can't tell us nothing. We ain't in heaven yet. Praise the Lord. No. We need to be accountable. We need to be accountable. All of us to somebody. Ain't nobody got a ministry. That's what bothers me. Ain't nobody got no ministry where it's not accountable. We need to be accountable to everyone. And so I just want to thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for you. Let's get up and let's praise the Lord a little bit before we go. And y'all continue to pray for Al. Y'all pray for him. Pray for other young ministers that's in this church. Praise the Lord. The other young ministers in this church. There's some young ministers in this church as God is raising up because he said it. He told me that over there. He was going to raise up ministers around us. He told me that. And so I just want to thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. Are you glad to be here today? Yes. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Lord. So if you got your blessing, turn around and say, I got my blessing today. I was really blessed today. Thank you for your testimony. And just ain't the Lord moving?